Chapter 42. Destroy the lion while he is yet but a whelp. I said, "Hugh, I am. I definitely am. I am expecting to talk my way out of this. After all, I didn't have anything to do with any of this. I'm a completely innocent party." Another flash of anger. "Don't you think I am aware of that?" I said, "Look, Mr. Blackwell, you say I am too goody-two-shoed, but you're the same way. You like doing good things for people. Look what you did for Audrey Hopkins at Rockefeller Center. You've got this great big good side of you, too. Good deed-doing side of you. And I plan to always keep that in the foremost of my thinking." No answer. Another pause in the conversation. I couldn't afford to let it dwindle. "At least tell me why you had Hockman killed. I presume Joey did that too. The question is, why?"
"For the same reason Beverly Martindale had to be taken care of."
"Because she messed up some experiments? Is that it?"
"No, not at all. I am the one who messed up the experiments."
"The newspaper accounts suggested that Professor Hockman was a manic depressive," Blackwell said.
"He was, especially when his experiments weren't going well. But he was never that depressed to come even close to committing suicide. And when he died, he certainly wasn't depressed at all. In fact, he was elated. He thought he was going to win a Nobel Prize."
I said, "What experiments were they?"
He said, "Ones that my foundation was funding."
I asked, "And these experiments, why did you mess them up?"
He said, "Because they had begun to work."
"Begun to work?"
"Yes, one of them was beginning to work. One Petri dish," I said.
"And because of that, two people had to be murdered?"
"I'm afraid so, yes,"
I said. "But why?"
He said, "Why? It had to remain a secret," I said.
"And forego a Nobel Prize? Another feather in Columbia's cap?"
I was dumbfounded.
"That doesn't make sense."
"No, it doesn't, does it?"
I said. "So, let me understand. You were funding research the professor was doing, but you counted on it not succeeding."
"Exactly."
"Care to explain why?"
He said, "Well, what do you know about how crude oil spills are cleaned off beaches?"
I said, "Not very much, but fill me in. I'm interested."
He gave me a sly look, both of us knowing full well that I was going to continue to be fascinated by any subject he brought up.
"Fill me in. I'm interested."
"Professor Hockman's specialty was the bioremediation of oil spills. He was working on a biological way to clean them up, so that when the big oil tankers founder and black gunk washes ashore, he wanted to be able to come along and sprinkle a microorganism on the sludge that would come out of suspension, attack the spill, and then die off, leaving the beach completely free of residue."
I said, "Well, that sounds Nobel-worthy."
He said, "Yes, it garnered goodwill for my oil company, as well as helping support the university's research program."
"But then why kill it off?"
He said, "You tell me."
Oh no, not more of his Socratic method crap.
I shrugged and gave it a go.
"Well, let's see. You've mentioned two obvious reasons to fund it. Good publicity, plus it helps support our beloved alma mater. But then you just said you're saying that it was more important for it not to succeed. And obviously, that has to be because something bad would happen, because something bad would result if it did, which I'm guessing might be detrimental to your oil company.
Keep going, you're getting warmer, I said.
So, obviously, it has to be something very bad to cancel out all the good that would have come from cleaning up oil spills. But then, why kill it off?